All right. Hello, everyone. Me and Chloe are at the Logging Cabin Festival today out in Harrisonville. Yes. Last podcast, we talked about the home counties where we grew up in today. A little bit of festival talk, a little bit of carnival talk.
Little bit of talk,
you could say.
Perhaps. We are currently sitting
outside. We are outside right now.
It is breathing windy in the fresh air.
We are. I'm getting my vitamin D.
We're looking at...
Probably other vitamins.
Probably. Vitamin C. Yes.
Yeah.
We're looking at booths on booths.
Occasionally, a kid throws a tantrum in front of you. It's kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
There was a parade. It was really cool.
Yeah.
They had, like, a bunch of people in Halloween stuff, and that was, like... Genuinely, that made it entertaining. Like, normally, to me, like, parades aren't that entertaining.
No, but they were. I saw that guy on stilts.
I was like, oh yeah.
They were too good at acting.
They were.
He posed for my photo.
I was like, thank
you. I know. I was like, hello. And he was so nice too. Yeah, we got to talk to him, and he was so sweet. And I was like, hi.
Shout out, Michael.
Yes.
Shout out, Michael. I really hope his picture makes it in. If not, the other clown guy was really good.
Yeah. Well, if not his picture, the reel.
Yeah.
So make sure to check out the Instagram and you will see what we're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. We've got Instagram. We've got Facebook.
We've got it all.
I think we have Twitter. We have Twitter.
It's X.
Eh.
Whatever. But as well as sitting outside, believe it or not, we have been booth going.
We do.
What was your favorite?
We've got a whole booth.
Oh, we have a booth. Yeah. What was your favorite booth?
Ooh, my favorite booth?
Enlighten us.
Shoot. Okay. So, on the corner, there was a little lady who had a bunch of, like, little trinkets. She was definitely a grown woman. But, like,
she was
little
average size lady.
Little lady. Listen, anyways. Oh, my God. Sorry. Someone just threw ice in front of us, and that scared me.
I don't think that's
anyways
safe.
So she had a bunch of little trinkets, and it was like little characters, and I'm using this as an excuse to bring up One Piece, because they had, so we went there yesterday, and in the summer One Piece released their first Lego collection, and it was like expensive.
But Paige couldn't get her hands on it.
I couldn't get my hands on it. I didn't have my wallet.
Too poor.
Which is very, very real. I am.
It's okay.
One thing about me.
I think everyone should be too poor for Legos.
I think, well,
not in a mean way. But it's like, if no hate.
Uh-huh.
If you're dropping $200 on a Lego set, that is crazy.
That's fair.
Like, that's kind of where I draw the line. I don't know.
But to be fair, I've never had $200 to spare.
That's true. I mean, if you're loaded.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I say, yeah.
Power to you, I guess.
But also,
can I have $20?
I saw this one thing, and I can't remember what it was, but it was, like, some absurd thing, and she was like, I can't afford rent, but I got this, like, Hogwarts Lego set.
Oh?
Have you seen that?
No, but I could imagine that with, like, the big Star Wars sets they have.
It was actually a Harry Potter one.
Iconic.
Yeah. I mean, it opened up. So.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Anyways.
And that's the thing. The One Piece Legos open up. You can, like, you build the pirate ship, and then you can see inside of it. And there's, like, little rooms. And it's, like, true to the anime. It's awesome.
Were you going to buy it?
I was. It was only $40.
You should buy it today.
It's gone.
What?
She only had one. I checked.
No.
Yeah, it's not there.
Dang it.
That was going to be my first Lego purchase.
Hey, maybe you can buy one on, like, eBay or something.
Yeah,
I've had good luck on eBay.
That's a good idea.
I did one thing on eBay, and it went well, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, I forgot. I got distracted. What's your favorite booth?
Oh, my favorite booth?
No, there's a lot of options.
Yeah. I liked the jewelry one.
Ooh.
And they had that really pretty ring.
Oh, the one. Yeah.
That was probably my favorite because the jewelry was so, like, unique.
It really was.
And it was, like, interesting colors and the designs were very, like, intricate.
Mm-hmm.
And I can appreciate that. It was a little bit more, like, artistic jewelry. Because I feel like sometimes I go and, like, I scout out jewelry in booths, and it's just, like, the same stuff over and over again. But this was very unique, and I almost bought it, so.
Aw.
You wanted to buy it as an engagement ring, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was a little bit too plain for an engagement ring. I mean, right? It was engagement ring-esque.
Okay.
For sure.
That's fair.
But I don't know.
Isn't it literally called, like, Princess Cut? The one you're looking at?
I think so. Which I love
Princess Cut, though.
I had never
If it's
tried
what
that
I think
cut.
It is.
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Recording this right now is making me realize, like, I was expecting this to be difficult. Didn't click in my brain. People have free will.
What?
Like, I was expecting, like, oh, music, oh, wind. I forgot that, like, people just walk around you sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no. Because I can't hear what we sound like right now.
No.
I'm not going to hear this until Monday.
Nope. But I bet we sound awesome, so.
I hope we sound good.
We'll just keep on.
Keep on keeping on. Oh, my God. Do you remember the Keep Calm? And.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
It was like Keep Calm and anything on.
And anything
Literally
on.
Literally anything.
Dude, that was such a weird trend.
That was a very strange.
And it was like on every t-shirt.
Every t-shirt. That's what I was going to say.
Like, literally through elementary school, like, any shirt that I got through the school said Keep Calm and Carry On it.
Oh, my gosh.
Or, like, Keep Calm and Rooster On. Like, things like that.
Wow.
Like, yeah, no.
No.
Super creative. Truly.
I just don't, like, how many times can we do that? It was Keep Calm and anything.
Yeah.
Like, so much stuff.
Yeah.
It was just overwhelming.
That's fair.
That's like how I am. Oh my gosh. I remember when pineapples were like really trending.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was big on those.
Pineapples and what? I feel like there was something else.
I don't know.
The first thing that comes in my brain is those spiky justice earrings that were like rubber.
Yep.
First of all, I felt so cool. Yeah. I felt like the coolest person ever.
I was the coolest person ever.
Real.
Justice was my life.
No, same. And like that little monkey. Oh my god. I had so many of those.
I never got anything with the monkey on it.
Ever?
No.
Girl.
I know.
That like Neapolitan colored like jumpsuits that you could get from Justice. I ate those up.
I liked the ones that said like literally anything. I bought the ones that said like love
or that too.
Dance.
Or like the days of the week.
Yeah, I was all over the graphic tees that were like, I don't know, they were just saying some stuff. Like
from Justice?
Yes, and they were like sparkly and they had like
jokes.
I remember I had this one.
Oh yeah,
it was,
like I cry sparkles.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like an avocado. And it was like an avocado waving at the other avocado and the seed was out of like one of them.
Oh no.
Or the pit.
Oh.
It was like a
Is it like boy and girl avocado? I don't know.
No, it was just like a funny haha. It had kind of like dialogue joke on it, but I can't remember. I wore that proud though.
As you should.
I don't even like avocados. We are way
so
off
this
topic
is, like,
right about
so
now.
Irrelevant.
Yeah.
But we are literally outside right now at the festival as it's going on. And we were just passed by I think like a 10-year-old with a taser in his back pocket and I just had to announce that because that is really funny to me. That was
missed it.
No, it's like strapped onto his belt. That was.
Hear that? That one dong means it's
3:30.
I hear that from the office sometimes.
I always hear it from the office.
I look down and it's like 4:05 and the clock is going off.
Literally.
And I'm like, is this thing ever right?
I wonder that. Because, like, I was talking to John Foster. We love John Foster so much, by the way. Oh, my God. Cannot say that enough. I love John Foster. And he was taking me on a little tour of the downtown around here, being like, oh, like, here's some history about it. And he said that they used to have the real bell, like, still ringing, like, 10 years ago. But then they finally, like, stopped using it because they were like, oh, this is, like, an important part of history. Because it was, like, made when the town was made.
Oh, yeah. And it had a big crack in it, like the Liberty Bell, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. But
what was the topic we said we were going to talk about?
Carnival.
Carnival rides.
Let's talk about carnival rides.
There's a carnival at the festival today.
Have we gone? We've gone inside the carnival.
We have.
As far as the gates go.
Yeah. I think we pretty much walked through the whole thing.
Yeah.
We just wandered.
I mean, we didn't go on any rides.
No.
Because I think I don't know. I didn't check the cost.
I wasn't going to wait in the ticket line.
No. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, do you like carnivals?
I did as a kid. Mm. If you were to ask me right now, do you want to go to the carnival? Do you want to go to the fair? No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
It is kind of really expensive.
Just because, like, so in Pleasant Hill, that's where, like, the Cass County Fair is held. And the fair is pretty much a carnival. And it's like, I loved that as a kid, but now I just, like, connected my brain to seeing every single one of my family members and every person I went to high school with.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like,
Fairs were a lot of fun in high school, but I just don't think I would do them again.
So fun in high school.
We went to, like, the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds in Springfield.
Mm-hmm. That and sounds that really was, cool, I'm not going to lie.
It was pretty standard. I mean, it was pretty big, the fair.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I would say as far as fairs go, but we would, like, ride the rides and stuff. I don't know. It was a thing. Every August, it was kind of like the summer wrap-up for us, because it was, like, an August 3rd, like, the first weekend of August.
Same.
Yeah.
So, like, are you, like, afraid at all of roller coasters? Big or small?
I love roller coasters.
Okay, same.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite, like, carnival-style roller coaster?
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know if they're considered roller coasters, but rides, I guess.
I like the one that it's like a claw and it kind of goes like up and down and it spins.
Ooh.
And you go really high in it, and it's actually terrifying.
Mm. I have to say, you guys, the editing that I am doing for this podcast, I really hope you appreciate. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, Paige is a master podcast editor.
This is gonna be one of the hardest pieces of audio I've ever edited in my whole life.
Yeah. So,
but I also have a favorite carnival ride.
Tell me about it.
So, okay, it's like a Ferris wheel, but like you're in a cage and it like spins like 360.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can like shake it. Like that like one Disneyland one where you're in a plane and you spin.
Oh my gosh, that one is terrifying.
See, I haven't been to Disney. So I
You haven't been to Disney?
No.
That's crazy.
No, but it like spins around and it's really fun. It reminds me of the one at Disneyland. Oh no. Okay. No, I haven't ever been to Disneyland. Have you?
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
We used to, well, so basically my aunt used to be in the Disney College program.
Oh!
Yeah. And so
that was probably so loud. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. When I was little, we used to like go all the time.
Mm.
I mean, not all the time, but like,
yeah,
we would go here and there.
But I'm surprised you didn't bring that up in last week's episode.
I know. Well,
you should have.
I know.
That totally counts as like doing something fun as a kid.
Yeah. Well, we did a lot of fun things as a kid, just not in Christian County.
No, that's fair. I guess it was like a county comparison.
Yeah,
that's fair.
We like had to, we're big travelers, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Like car or fly?
We mainly do fly, not gonna lie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so how much did you go to Disney as a kid? Like, a lot?
I wouldn't say, like, an average. I mean, more than most, maybe, but only because, so my aunt was in the Disney College program.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
Okay, that's kind of really cool.
Yeah, so we kind of got to, like, go and be with her because she was, like, a cast member.
Aww.
There. Yeah, I know.
Did you get to hear about, like, the lore?
I'm like a secret, well, I'm about to out myself, I'm like a secret Disney adult, so like, it was like, I watched Disney as a kid.
Very secret, she says on our podcast.
No, literally, I listened to like so much Disney music, and so now
real.
It's just like, it's in my head.
Real.
But I'm not the kind of person that's like gonna go out and like, want my
yeah.
Stuff.
That's
know,
fair.
You know, but yeah.
That's fair. So, do you have like a, like, what's your favorite like carnival snack or drink? Like, for me, every time I go to the carnival.
I said farnival. I don't even know what that means. Carnival. One, I'm looking for a very large lemonade. I'm gonna go make my way back. And I expect it to have seeds in it.
Really?
Yes. Like, I want it to be... Yeah. And then I want a funnel cake.
Yikes. Well, not... I mean, I don't really like funnel cakes, but pulp is diabolical.
Really?
Yeah.
I only like it at, like, fair carnival lemonades.
Yeah.
Any other way, I'm like, why is there a seed in this? What is going on?
I don't like it.
But that's how I know. Like, they literally just grabbed a lemon and gave me lemonade.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I don't really... I don't know. Carnival foods just aren't really my thing.
What?
I like Dr. Pepper.
That's fair.
I get Dr. Pepper at a carnival.
Honestly,
I really don't get anything at a carnival, honestly.
Real.
So expensive.
Real. But, that is, yeah.
But,
yeah.
Hey, bro.
My boyfriend gets lemonade. He's made lemonade, too, like that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
funnel
cakes, but not my thing.
That's fair, I guess. Yeah. That's fair. Oh my god, speaking of carnivals-esque things we enjoy at it, literally one of my favorite things is that everyone brings their pets.
Oh,
and like
god.
Festivals, everyone brings their pets. And I've seen so many dogs today.
So many.
It's getting me through the day, like without a doubt.
Yeah, and I'm not really a dog person. And
fair.
People hate it when I say that. Like, I don't really
just prefer
like
cats, right?
Yeah.
I
don't really like dogs. Please don't cancel me.
I'm not gonna cancel you.
Because
I know you'll still pet my dogs when they ask. So,
yeah.
It's okay.
I mean, I'm polite to dogs, but it's just like, please get away from me. They're just too high maintenance. They just kind of stress me out.
Real.
Like, it's a lot of, like, jumping and being playful, which is great, but just not for me. But I have seen a lot of dogs that have been so stinking cute.
They are so cute.
They are, and they've just been walking around. I enjoy dogs from afar, I would say.
That's fair.
I like it when other people.
That's how I feel about kids.
That is also how I feel about kids.
You know?
Yeah.
Except for like my family, that I'm like, okay, I love you.
Yeah.
Like my nephew is my whole wide world, but like sometimes I can't keep bringing this up every episode. I'm cutting this.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, back to dogs.
Oh my god. Also, I feel like we should petition to have the baby contest switch to a dog contest. Or like
yes.
a pet contest.
Yes, I'm not.
Why isn't there one?
I don't know. But I think it's like we need a pet contest.
Like we do. There could be cats, there could be dogs.
Some of them
and then people could do like farm animals, bring pigs,
yeah.
chickens,
all of the above.
Goats.
Cows.
Horses. There was a bunch of horses.
So,
quite a few of them pooped in the road.
Yeah.
Not their fault. Fair. My fourth grade teacher. I don't know who my fourth grade teacher was.
My fourth grade teacher was Mrs. Myers.
Wait, are you heading out after this?
Woman ever. I love her so much.
Time of the festival.
She was like one of my favorite teachers and she came to my graduation party.
Please.
Aww.
I know. Oh, she was so sweet.
See, I had one teacher come to my like graduation party in high school, and it was like, well, technically he was my chemistry teacher, and then he was not a chemistry teacher, he was a shop teacher, and then our chemistry teacher like retired and he worked as a chemist before working as a teacher, so they were like, hey, can you teach chemistry? And he was like, oh my thank you, sorry, I sneezed. So they asked him, like, hey, will you teach chemistry while we're waiting to get, like, a new teacher just for now? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. And he taught my semester, and he's such a sweetheart. He really is. He is such a sweetheart. But also, he worked as a chemist, so he didn't fully understand how to explain chemistry to a bunch of 15-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was, like, the chemical formula, and we're like, huh?
That's how I feel like a lot of professors are.
Real.
Like, I love my professors. I really do. But especially since you get, like, a doctorate degree.
No, literally.
It's like, these are their interests. Which is
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
It's like, sometimes it's hard for them to, like, learn. Because, like, teaching is not their interest.
No.
It's something, like, physics. And so right. It's like, right. Which is, so I truly understand. People are like, oh, he's a bad professor. I'm like, you can't give them too much.
Right.
Too much beef. Like, they don't have a teaching degree. They have a...
Literally. You know? And like, the only teaching experience they have is from grad school, which... Right. Was against their will.
Yeah.
Like, they had to do that to graduate.
Yeah.
And I get that. I had to take oh god, what was my least favorite class in school? Chemistry. I had to take chemistry, and I hated that.
Although, one of my favorite teachers, he was a chemistry teacher.
Look at us.
He was actually my advisory. Like, we called it star.
We called it rooster time.
Wow.
And then... Oh, there's something else we called it. I forgot. Anyways. That's awesome.
This is my star teacher, and we have the same star teacher for us.
Oh, okay. Safe.
Oh, my gosh.
My we were supposed to.
My bestie. Dr. Jordan.
King. We love him.
Yeah.
Yes. See, we were supposed to have the same one, but, like, every year, something happened.
See, that's how it was for most people. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I was one of the only people in high school that, like, actually had the same.
Yeah! Like, there really... I think there was only, like, two classrooms that kept the same teacher all 4 years.
Yeah.
And it was, like...
Well, because teachers fluctuate.
And, like, that's fair.
Which is fine, but it's just, like, you can't really guarantee that you're gonna have...
Right.
One teacher for 4 years.
Right. No, that's totally fair.
Yeah.
This has really been a fun festival, I have to say.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
I've had some fun conversation as well. I was nervous because we've talked about festivals.
Yeah.
A little bit. We don't want you guys to get tired.
I know. We want to keep it fresh with you guys.
Right.
And so, here we are, just repeating festivals.
No, but
we touched... Yeah. Today was kind of a general episode. I think that's okay.
Yeah. I mean,
but if you do want to listen to a podcast purely about festivals, we talked about going to fall festivals in our first episode, and you can see that on our website, www.tribuneandtimes.com. And our second episode, last week's episode, was about...
Cass County versus Christian County.
Yes.
Comparing the two hometowns.
I almost forgot.
Yeah.
Oopsie.
And then this episode is about anything that we wanted to be about.
Yeah, so, this is about the fact that we're outside, and it's hard to talk about one thing when
it's
someone
hard.
Gave these kids horns.
Well, there's, like, so many people walking around.
So
it's
many.
Like, I'm
distracted.
And I'm ready to talk about anything.
No, me too. I'm like, oh, do you see that outfit? I like it.
Right.
Do you see that outfit? I don't like it.
Right. Literally anyone says anything that I can hear.
Yeah.
And I'm responding.
Oh, 100%.
In the podcast.
Yes.
So.
And I'm pausing and I'm like, huh? And I'm turning my head. I just did it again.
I know.
I need to talk into the mic, and it's even bad. Like, it's worse because we're outside. But.
This episode has been fun.
This has been fun.
Yeah.
I want to record the ending, but there's a kid with a horn, and I'm scared that's going to bother you guys.
I know.
Oh, the dad's stealing it. That's really funny. So, yeah. I wanted to start saying at the end of these episodes because... So I do reporting. I have a bunch of stories that I work on every week. I love them. And Chloe does also report, but... It's better if you explain.
I do graphic design.
Yeah.
So, I've been doing that for a while, but I do like that. Little artsy. So
right.
If you look at the ads in the paper, those are designed by yours too.
Heck yeah. Your email in our office, you know who you're talking to?
Yeah.
This little intern right here.
That would be me.
That is her. But this week, and actually for like 3 weeks now, I've been working on this feature story that I'm really excited for all of you guys to be able to read. It's about the 1985 farm crisis, and I was able to talk to a bunch of different farmers from Cass County and just the surrounding towns about their time growing up in the 80s, the farm, and it's really just like a heartwarming story, but it also just like has the educational side of like, there's a bunch of things that happened that I honestly had no idea about, and probably because I'm 22 years old,
right.
And I don't know anything.
You
but
don't
like,
know anything about the 1985 farming crisis?
Unfortunately, yeah, you're right. I wasn't born yet, and that was wrong of me.
Yeah.
I should have been out farming, experiencing that firsthand.
Yeah.
Oh my god, but the story I'm really excited about is I wanted to give a little more Pleasant Hill rep, and one thing that I know about my little town is we love deer hunting with our whole hearts, and so I found the best deer hunter I know. I got him to send me the biggest deers he's ever seen, and I got a little bit of his story of how he's traveled the country hunting, and it's a really sweet story, but also it has a really cool picture of a deer in it. But so yeah, if you want to read those will be coming out October 9th online, possibly print, who knows. I don't get to decide that, unfortunately. I think it's probably best I don't.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Not run this show for a reason.
Yeah. But that is true.
Okay, it's okay.
But, yeah. Check out our Instagram. Check out our Facebook. Check out our website, TribuneTimes.com.
Yeah. Make sure to share the podcast if you like it.
Please share the podcast. I would appreciate that so much. I spend a lot of time editing it, and I do love editing in it. I love getting to, like, sit with Chloe and yap with her after work.
I know.
Or during work.
Highlight of my week.
It is. It's the highlight of my week. I'm not going to lie.
We like pregame the podcast. We practice the podcast while.
I'm keeping that in.
We practice podcast while we sit at the desk for 8 hours.
We do.
And we practice talking to each other. Mm-hmm. So then we can make sure that the real deal talking to each other is just.
Yes.
We have to make sure we get to practice it during the day.
Yeah. I mean, practice makes perfect, and we want you guys to have the perfect.
Yeah, so.
I think that was everything. Oh, no. Also, we wanted to mention, if you want to, you know, advertise with our paper, please do. We are always looking for new advertisements. Yes. If you want to pre-design it yourself and give it to us, you can do that. If you want to just give Chloe all the work, you could do that. That's an option.
It is an option.
She'll have to do it. She can't say no.
True.
And there's not another person, so it's going to be her.
It is going to be me. But it's kind of fun.
She does
enjoy
it. Canva
hates to see me coming.
It does.
Oh, my God. I start getting into the graphics.
No, it's so fun when I'm, like, literally, like, shoulders deep and, like, locked in. And you just turn your computer screen and you're like, does this look right? And I'm like,
flower on this or something?
And I'm like, I love this little curly border. It's kind of pink. I love it.
I love it so much. Oh, my gosh.
And I'm just talking about, like, an economic crisis. And you're just like, yeah, totally.
Yeah, you're talking about, like, the agricultural downfall.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, should this be orange or blue?
Is this orange too bright, or?
Okay.
I
have fun with it, so.
We do. We have a lot of fun. But advertise with us. Check out our website. Subscribe to the print or online. Share the podcast. Follow us on socials.
Do your thing.
Do your thing. We'll do our thing. And, yeah, we will see you next week.
We will.
All right.
What are we talking about? Undecided.
Undecided. Stay tuned. It'll be a surprise.
All right.
All right. Bye, y'all.